Like most things, internet broadcasting is not going to remain the preserve of the enthusiast for very long. Here come the capitalists, Pepsi-Cola, with their bright ideas about making money out of a new medium.
In Ballymun and Beijing.
Radio WXTC.net.
In Coolock and Cairo.
Radio WXTC.net.
In Artane and Amsterdam.
Radio WXTC.net.
These podcasts are like Dublin Bus. None come for ages and suddenly there's three of them all arrive at the one time. On today's programme we've got music from Odie with an interview from Odie and Cat Flint, Laura Stevenson and a special interview with Conor Donovan of the Ruby Sessions, a Dublin music venue that's been going for 8 years plus. So who will we start with first? Let me think. Cat Flint, here we go.
Love, when will you come for me? I won't wait for you needlessly. I will be sleeping like the dead. I will be sleeping like the dead. Oh, love, will you remember me? I won't wait for you endlessly. Or I'll be waiting with the dead. I'll be waiting with the dead. I will. Time will never be your kindest master. Sweet love shall always be your new best friend. The best things grow from the worst disasters. The best things grow when we begin again. La, la, la.
Flint and Go Faster Stripes, and that's from the album Dirty Birds, which I had the pleasure of being a sponsor of by sending £15 or €20 or something long in advance of the release of the album to Cat, and all her fans from MySpace did that too and assisted in the funding of the production of the CD, for which I got a beautiful credit. Wonderful idea. I think more musicians should get sponsored from the community. Well done, Kat. We'll be playing more of that in the future. In April, we met up with Odie. Odie's based in Leeds and is Wexford born. And we caught up with her backstage at Doyle's. But first, let's hear a track from Odie.
Upstairs, backstage, whatever you want to call it, at Doyle's. Ruby Sessions, and over for our benefit and our listening enjoyment from Leeds is Odie. That's Claire and Dave. Claire, how are you doing?
Good, thanks. Good to be here.
What's it like to be over in Dublin?
Brilliant. It's the first night of the tour tonight, so it's kind of nice and relaxing atmosphere here in Doyle's, and it's just a great place to start off like with the tour. So.
And is it an Irish tour, UK, British Isles tour?
Totally Irish for the next 2 weeks, and because we were concentrating on one area at a time, because it's only us really, you know, that's doing this whole thing. So we're going to concentrate then on the UK probably in another 6 weeks. So just do the whole Irish thing first.
This is your opportunity to blast out where you're playing. You're doing a lot of Wexford, I hear.
Yeah, in Colfer's, Carrick and Banno. Doing a nice little intimate gig there.
And she can pronounce it, go on.
Yeah, well, I'm from there, just about. So, yeah, all the locals will be there, kind of.
What part of Wexford is that?
It's kind of be southwest Wexford, I suppose.
That's a tip, so we'll be talking Rosslare?
No, the other side of Wexford, yeah, more towards Waterford's direction.
Is it near the Hook?
So, yeah, not too far away from Hookhead.
She's looking at me for inspiration here, and I have no clue what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Being from Yorkshire.
Yeah, no, it's kind of in the middle of nowhere, to be honest. Like, Wexford, I think, is about half an hour drive away, so hopefully there'll be a big busload coming down to see us. But it's just a nice venue, kind of like where quite a few acts, I think, have played there before.
There's the Bodega down there. Is that Waterford proper?
Oh God, now you're asking.
check it out, because I've heard of some good gigs down in the Bodega in Waterford. It's a kind of a restaurant come venue. So what's the Leeds hang up then? You moved over there?
Yeah, well, I went over to study in Huddersfield and stayed on then in Leeds. And it's quite a good music scene going on there at the minute, so it's kind of nice to be able to do our thing there and come back home as well. So I'm kind of caught between the two at the minute, but it's working out quite well.
Okay, and there is other dates in Wexford, so shout them out as well.
Playing in Gorey as well on Friday 27th at Corkscrew Wine Bar. That's the day we're releasing the single. So
that's Friday?
Yeah, this Friday. So we're just basically here to promote that. So.
Okay, the single's called Crawled. We'll be back to that in a second. We'll go across to Dave, who's the guitarist, and I wrote some notes here, and it says, find out his name, guitar effortless is the statement I made, and it's Dave. You're moving up that fretboard without any effort whatsoever. It's like, yeah, okay, I'm in Dublin, so what? And I'm going to play some great music. Well, that was easy.
Well, I'm very flattered, as long as I didn't look like I was nonchalant or anything. But yeah, it's a lovely place to play. It's kind of, you play so many places where people don't listen, and like it's a, you come to here, and it's a place that to me is quite. We're a bit nervous about coming because people, a lot of our people are heroes. That's what I'm looking for. People like Glenn Hansard and the Hot House Flowers and Jack L. People like that. We know they've played here in Paddy Casey and stuff, so it was kind of like, we're learning. It's everything that I imagined, actually. Probably better, because the people are just so quiet, people listen. It is a change for musicians, so that's maybe why I felt so relaxed.
How did you get to play six songs tonight? Because the following artist only got three. Were you on a special deal?
I don't know. He said, I got an email saying 25 minutes, but and I think we just got in on that. So nobody told us to get off anyway, so it's...
What was that track one, which I correctly identified the sample or the bit of cover within, but it is your song. What's that called?
The song's called Don't Let Me Fall. And then I think you were playing it one day at practice. And I was like, oh, you could sing the Hadaway is the song. What is love? What is love? Yeah, you're singing it.
what's that line that counters what is love?
Baby, don't hurt me.
Yes. Wonderful. So you shouted out to the audience, can anyone identify that? And the old anorak near his 40s year of age is me, and I knew it. That's
you know
a bit. I know my classic dance from the early 90s. Crawl is out on Friday. It's a 3-track CD. I have just purchased an advance copy. Tell us a bit about Crawl and why people should go to downloadmusic.ie and download it this Friday.
Well, it's the quickest way to get your hands on it, because we have got it in independent record shops, but obviously, you know, it's a select few, so it's probably a lot easier on yourself to just download it from downloadmusic.ie.
You can get on the text as well, or with the mobile phones. You'd have to go to the site, which you've plugged there, to get the full details. But Johnny, the guy who's running it, is a really nice guy, and he's... It's kind of supporting Irish indie music as well. So the track is up on iTunes, but, you know, to support what he's doing, it's just as easy to go to his site, really, and it's supporting a lot of indie bands in Ireland, because there's a lot of great music out there that doesn't get heard. And, it's an easy site to use. And it'll help us. You'll enjoy it.
Johnny is well known to us here on WXTC.net. I'm going to cut loose and ask you one final question. Every time an indie band goes to music radio station, they're going, what are your influences, is the question. I'm going to ask you, what are your influences non-musical?
I'd say Ireland and Scotland, the Celtic spirit. I don't know, it just hits with me. So that, I suppose that goes into music and whiskey.
I'm more straightforward, I think. Like, friends, kind of, you know, stories of friends, family lives. A bit of my own life, family, and films are always good places for inspiration. And other bands as well.
Great. So no mention of Van Morrison and the Pogues and, you know, the Kitchen O'Connor, the usual stuff. Otherwise. Listen, it's been absolutely brilliant talking to you. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Cheers.
Stevenson from the EP that's called Down, and that's the track called Down, which was first released around 2005. It was out again this year and did really, really well for radio play. But who listens to the radio anymore? They're all listening to it on iPods and podcasts and things. Wonderful stuff, Laura. For that, the band Odie, and a wonderful interview and a track from them called, oh, I should know what it's called. It's called Crawl. It's great to have CDs that you can actually touch and feel and, you know, put your finger on and say, that's what it was called. And that's the only reason why they're there, because we can get it other ways nowadays. Finally, we're going to hear from Conor Donovan, and he is a wonderful guy who does wonderful things in the Ruby Sessions in Doyle's every Tuesday night. If you're ever in Dublin, go along and check it out every single Tuesday. Wonderful acts. So you'll hear all about it in the interview. Have a listen.
It's Tuesday night. It's dead late. We're up the top flight of stairs and we're talking to Conor. How are you doing?
Not too bad.
Yourself? I'm good. 8 years you're at this, nearly nine, and you've been doing it for the Simon community throughout, bringing world-class acts and Dublin acts on stage in Dublin City Centre on a Tuesday night. What's it been all about?
Well, I suppose the premise hasn't changed in 8 years. I mean, the original idea was that there was a lot of singer-songwriter or open mic nights in Dublin, and around the country and all over the UK. We kind of took a different take on that. I mean, when myself and Niall started, as you said, 8 years ago, I was in a band, Niall was managing a few bands, and we felt that there was a gap in the market, not to use company terms, but in the market, that there was these open mic nights, and then there was the Whelans or the Vicar Street or the Village or the Olympia. And we felt there was no stepping stone between these singer-songwriter open mic nights and headlining your own show at one of these venues. So we started a night that was based on the concept of a singer-songwriter night, but would incorporate that it's a show, i.e. you had an MC, the acts were pre-booked, it wasn't randomers getting up, it wasn't people just playing to their friends, you were playing to a guaranteed audience. And in the 8 years, that has been the running concept and the running theme of the night that we still keep true to this day as we did the first night. And obviously, acts have got bigger, but we've always maintained and always been very conscious of maintaining our underground or spontaneous feel to them.
But in doing that, what you're really saying is that you guys are the quality assurance of the night, which rings true in what we get to see and hear.
To a certain extent, yes, that is true. Actually, not to a certain extent. That is it. You've hit the nail on the head. That, yes, we do. The acts are vetted. And, I mean, I know how the music scene in every shape and form has changed over the last years, and we've been at the front line to see it. That I remember the first couple of years, I mean, the bar everywhere closed at 12, there was nowhere to go afterwards for drinks. That's changed. Tuesday night now is just as busy as a Thursday, Friday, Saturday night in town. Musically, it's changed that we used to get tapes in. Then we went through a phase of going, we're not taking tapes, we'll only take CDs. Now it's got to the stage where we just go, write down your MySpace, and we look at that. So while the music scene has completely evolved, there still is that basis there for people to just perform and not perform to their mates and get to a wider audience. And that I hope and I think we do provide here.
So not even send in an MP3, it's just send us the bloody URL and we'll have a listen. That's wonderful. You guys are doing this for charity on the night. You have your finger on the pulse. I suspect, I think I know, but I'm going to get you to answer this, that you guys have a commercial interest in the music industry through a label.
That is true, but only to the extent that, I mean, the Ruby Sessions came first. And that was the basis for everything that followed. Niall was working with MCD. I'm a professional musician myself. They were our backgrounds when we started this. So this night had, in its infancy, had nothing to do with a larger goal. We just wanted to provide a stage for people to perform. As a result of that, and as my career progressed and Niall's career progressed and bands we were managing or whatever, the next stage on was, well, maybe there's not a really cool indie label in Ireland. So while 8 years ago it was like, there's no cool nights, let's start a night, 4 years ago it was, well, there's no real cool labels, you're either with the big corporate heads and promoters and things, or you're not signed, or you're recording in your bedroom. So that's where Ruby Works, which is the label that 100% came from the night. It was never a long-term goal to do that. It just happened, and that's where the label came from. But they are, and I can't stress this enough, they are two separate entities. They do complement each other with acts coming through. I mean, Rodrigo and Gabriella, we met here. Niall is now managing them, and they're signed to our label. Then you have we signed Sinead O'Connor there last year. Nothing to do with the night. That was a separate business venture for Ruby Works as a label. So they definitely complement each other, but they certainly are two completely separate entities.
Final question, because this could go on all night. We really do have lots of questions. We should actually get you into a studio somewhere, or even get you on the telephone for a longer interview. But I'm going to ask you, has the arrival last October 31st of Phantom FM made much difference to the music scene that you're in, your end of the music scene? Can I rephrase that question? Has it made the difference that you thought it would make?
Well rephrased. I mean, I was a big fan of Phantom growing up. I remember the first time hearing certain bands at 14, 15, I mean, I'm 30 now, and they were an eye-opener. And my whole, personally speaking, as Conor Donovan, a musician and a music lover, I feel that the general public, especially the 14 to 24-year-old market, their ears aren't exposed to really good music. They're kind of force-fed what to like, so as a result, they're into whatever bands they're into because that's all they can hear on the radio waves. So when Phantom stopped, whatever it was, 2 or 3 years ago, correct me if I'm wrong, it was a sad day because, to use an analogy, people's ears suffered. They did, and people's tastes suffered because they weren't exposed to it. Unless a friend was underground and had some kind of connection into it, their only choice was to listen to this linear music that is played on national radio. So, to answer your question, not be political about it, I completely welcomed the return of Phantom. I think it's an amazing thing that the lads do there. I don't have any ties to it, but I think it can only help the Irish music scene. So, to answer your question, did it change it? Yes, it did change it to a certain extent, but 100% for the better.
Apologies for asking that question, because there is politics involved. Do you still look out to outlets like Trinity FM and other underground services that are out there that you can get your music out on?
Me personally, no, but I think there's a huge market for that, and I would definitely... I mean, people come into here, and when you do run a night like this, people kind of expect you to be a spokesman and know all the great sites and all the... be their websites or radio stations. So there is certain sites and certain bands that I would certainly recommend to people or force down people's throats. But to me, and this is the dynamic that we were talking about earlier about the record label versus the live, I am much more a live-based person. That's what I do. And Niall kind of looks after the business side of things. So as a live act thing, if you were to ask me now, as people asked me 5 years ago, name 5 acts that you think are going to be huge. We released a label or a record, Ruby Sessions, before the label, a Ruby Sessions record that 5-6 years ago that had people like Declan O'Rourke, Duke Special, 5 years ago, and now
they're happening
now. And this is the plan going forward for Ruby Sessions, again separate from the label, to release an album this year. That I know I'm not answering your question at all, but I'm promoting myself. So yeah, that is the plan to forward acts, and I think that's the beauty of the Ruby Sessions and the beauty of people like downloadmusic.ie, people who are just in it for the music. And I mean, this night was never about making money for me or Niall or any of the acts. It was just, and that's why it's charity, just to take that monetary thing out of it. It's about promoting really good music, because there's so many fantastic acts around Ireland that can't be heard, that just can't be heard on the scale, on the bigger scale of things. It was booming years ago when the Frames did their thing, and to a lesser extent Mundy and Damien Rice came out and did his own thing, but now it's just swamped and everyone can record at home. And while that has become great and it's accessible for people to do it, they still need an outlet, be it a Ruby Sessions or be it a Phantom or be it somewhere that pushes that music down people's ears and forces them to listen to it.
Conor Donovan, thank you very much for spending the time at the end of your evening. Thanks.
You're very welcome. A pleasure, as always. See you next Tuesday.
Finally, in this cast, we turn to our next cast, where we'll be featuring exclusively the music of Stano. Stano, Dublin's avant-garde, will be doing a retrospective of his career through his latest release, which is called Reverse Presence, and it's a few tracks from all his old albums and a couple of new ones too. We have an interview with Stano coming up on the next WXTC. That should be number 24. And expect that really soon, because it's been taking a hell of a long time to get together. But play out with, from Reverse Presence, this is Stano and Bleeding Horse. We'll be right back.
are going to see that everything is going to be different. All got to change. The first thing we're going to do, we're going to build a radio station tomorrow, and we're not going to play any commercials and no news, just rock and roll and the truth. 1, 2, 3, 4!
Playing all over Dublin, now.
Radio must go. We're against the clear channelization of your radio dial, against the new synternationalization of our media, against the communicorporatization of your station. Radio must go is for the democratization of radio. No formats, no jocks, no fake competitions. This is radiomustgo.com.
Just because you're no